Father, we come this day in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, our faith, our dependence, our life is in him. Lord, you told us when we saw these troubled times to look up and to know that our redemption draws nigh. And Father, we do. We praise thee, O Lord, our God, for we know that thy word is true. And Lord, one of these days, so very soon, we're going to see Jesus. Lord, we ask thee, our Father, that thou may even shorten the time, the days of which you even spoken, that more flesh shall be able to survive. Oh, Father, we ask you that thy divine blessing shall be upon this service this afternoon, that you will hold unto thy bosom thy people, comfort them, bless them. Lord, breathe thy Holy Spirit upon them. Answer, O Lord and God, every petition, every prayer. Oh, we'll give you the praise and the thanks. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen and amen. And we're marching up the King's highway.
Highway to heaven. None can go up there, but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's highway.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Brother Neil, we had our prayer. the Lord. Praise the Lord. The words of that song says so much. One of these days, I'm going to have my last prayer hour. And it's going to all be over. All be finalized. While we're gathered together here in the spirit, in the body of Jesus Christ, let's worship Him with all of our hearts and our souls today. You know, friends, the time is so short that the doors to the real churches where the real truth is being preached is going to be closed. We're fast approaching it. Fast approaching it. There's people here today that are going to remember the things I said today. They're going to remember it because it's happening, and it's happening in a hurry. And while there is still an open door, let's worship God in truth and in spirit. Let's hold that blood-stained banner high. Let's be proud that we're worthy to be persecuted for His sake. That's what it's all about. The government doesn't care anymore whether you get paid for your work or not. That isn't what this mess is all about. It doesn't have anything at all to do with it. Nothing. They're trying to force us to set up a payroll system so that they can clip us for about from $30,000 to $50,000 every quarter. They know these people are getting it all. They know that. Because the IRS has run our books repeatedly. They know where this money's going to. You don't build homes and furnish them, send people's children to private schools, pay their hospital doctor bills, feed them, clothe them for nothing. They know where the money's going. It's just a trick. And if you notice in the news media, it's always a trick of words. Now, what was actually said in court was that the restaurant wasn't a church. That's what was said. And that the Kerr McGee wasn't a church. And that the clothing store wasn't a church. I say they're more of a church than most churches in existence today. There's more gospel goes out of those places of business and more souls won than there is 100 churches across country. I say they are related to the church. But everything today is a trick. And people latch on to it because that's what they want to believe. And that's what they believe. Because they want to believe that. They feel that in some way that gives them an excuse then to say, you see, you see, you see. There isn't any truthful human being in the world that could look on the faces of these young people and not know what this organization is all about. It's an impossibility. It can't be done. And people, the Lord says when you know the truth will set you free. If you want to be set free. Of course, if you don't want to be set free, then you're not going to be set free. Because you're not going to know the truth because you don't want to know the truth. That's the way it is. Praise the Lord. And now I give you the Alamo Quartet.
Before I met Jesus, my life was empty and vain. Nothing ahead could I see but sorrow and pain. But then at an altar one night I knelt. I found assurance that never had left. And Jesus was right for what was wrong in my life. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Just give Him a chance and Jesus will prove it. made is true. For Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word. Just open your Bibles and read it. To God's voice you've heard.
Yes. But here's the most important part.
Then at an altar in repentance kneel. You'll find assurance, you'll know it's real. For Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life.
Oh, just give him a chance. He will prove every promise he made is true.
Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life.
Oh,
Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life.
Jesus is right. Just give
for whatever's wrong. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Is that the truth? Doesn't make any difference what this old world comes at you with. Jesus is right for whatever is wrong. And you know something? He has never lost a battle, and he's not ever going to lose one. You know Satan is stupid. It's already won, isn't that right? He won it at Calvary. It's all over. Praise the Lord. All he can do is just harass and torture and torment and cause gossip and trouble against the Christian. But as far as him actually being able, he has no power over your life. He cannot take your life. There's nothing. If you are in the hands of the Almighty God and you're living for him, he can't take your life. There's no way in this world that he can do it. He didn't give you life, and he cannot take it. He has no power over the life that is under the blood of Jesus Christ. God says so. Praise the Lord. And now the Alamo Brothers.
Oh, Lord, in these changing times, it's hard to tell what some people's minds. Some are going to the moon and some to the bottom of the sea. Some are living every day in poverty. There's no way out, so you better have a man of mind. When all we can do is pray, 'cause these are changing times. Changing time. But Jesus proved it to us that Calvary on the cross. He hung out there to save a world that was almost lost.
Oh, living every day
can do is pray, cause he's a changing time. Changing time. Now there's a whole lot of people unreal, but they'll pretend. Well, how far do you have to go today to find a friend? Well, I've seen children go in a day and the parents cry. When all we can do is pray, cause he's a changing time. Changing time. But he's proved it to us at Calvary on the cross. When he hung out there to save a world that was almost lost. When all we can do is pray, he's a changing time. Changing time.
Well, these are changing times.
Changing time.
I'm going to sing this song for my wife's girlfriend, Velda Fern Peely, and they were raised together in this little town of Dyer. Crystal Mountain, that's Velda Fern's favorite song.
Way up high, there's a crystal mountain, higher than the eagles fly. Where love is flowing like a fountain, where the soul will never die. And it's free,
and it's free
to all who find it.
For the door
is open wide, but the path is straight and narrow to that mountain way up high. Come with me up to that mountain,
where the crystal waters flow.
For the treasure you will find there are worth more than precious gold. Now play it. In this world so full of darkness, many people lose their way, never thinking about tomorrow, living only for today. But within
that crystal mountain
shines a light
to guide the way.
Just look, and you will find it. Love's the only price you pay. Come with me
up to that mountain
where the crystal waters flow. For the treasure you will find there are worth more than precious gold. Are worth more than precious gold. And that's a fact. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to do How Great Thou Art for my wife, Susie.
God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout thy universe display. There's things my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou
art, and sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Then Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart. And I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
How great thou art.
Thou art. Then sing, my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Father, how great thou art. If the ushers will come at this time, and we'll receive the offering. Two good old boys here. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask thee, O Lord and God, bless according to thy word. Pressed down and running over. More than we could ever imagine or to believe to be possible. For it's your word. You said you would. Lord, we stand unshakable and unmovable upon the word of the living God. For it is written. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless every gift. Bless every giver. And we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Tom, while we're doing this, you come up, let's all act like a bunch of holy rollers and sing. Everybody get up and just clap your hands and just sing.
Once like a bird in prison I felt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Then Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. Well, he set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me.
Praise.
My glory found my Jesus to see.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, he set me free.
Goodbye to
sin and things that
praise
found.
The Lord.
Lord of this world's gonna turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too. Glory to God, I'm going through. Well, now he's
set me free.
Yes.
He set me free.
Pray.
He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God.
Everybody now.
Well, he set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'll tell you, if you're really born again, you remember the instant that the same Spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead entered into your mortal body, and you knew that you was free. Isn't that right? You knew you was free. You felt it. It was like the burdens of the world just rolled away, and your soul was free. You know, many times we go back and enslave ourselves right back into Egypt, back into the world that the Lord has brought us out of. We go back and try to enslave ourselves into that. But let me tell you, he who the Son has set free is free indeed. And if we stay in that freedom, in the Word and in the Scriptures, and let God lead us, we are free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. While everyone is still standing, I'm going to ask Tom to come back, and we're all going to sing together. You know, Jesus really has the table spread. He really does. It isn't just a song, it's a reality. It's right here. It's here. It's now. It isn't something that's going to happen tomorrow. It's here and it's now. Where the saints of God are fed. And he invites his chosen people coming down. Don't have any reserve built up towards worshiping the Lord. Worship God. You know, the world has always thought we were a bunch of fools. Did you know that? There's never been a time in the history of the world that there hasn't been terrible persecution and that people haven't suffered terribly for their true faith in Jesus Christ. But do you know something? They went right on shouting. They went right on singing. They went right on praising the Lord. They went right on preaching the gospel. They continued on in the ways of the Lord. Isn't that right? And if we really, when we come together in the body of Christ, if we come to be fed from that manna that is sent down from heaven, God feeds his children. And you know, when you go to church where the Spirit of the living God is really moving, you're going to be a different person this next week. You can't crawl back into a shell and say, I just don't know. I'm not quite sure. I know they say, yeah, 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 yeah. You can't do that. For you're fed and you're filled and you're ready to speak out. And take a stand for what you believe in. Amen? I'm going to ask you today, come and dine. Come on, Tom.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed, and he supplies our every need. So sweet to sup with Jesus all the
glory
time. Come and dine,
that's the call to come and dine.
You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
Glory!
You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call us now, come and dine. Not soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. And it'll be a glorious sight. All the saints, spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine. Come and dine. Well, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. With the hungry call us now, come and dine.
Come and dine.
Come and dine.
Oh, come and dine.
Feast at Jesus' table all the time.
Glory!
You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. With the hungry call us now, come and dine.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord, 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 Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Praise you, God. 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 While everyone is still standing, you know the Lord says, you have not because you don't ask. And he said, when you ask amiss. Because you ask without faith, believing. You just say, oh Lord, give me, I need. But we don't really apply that faith. Faith, the substance of things unseen, of all things. All things. Doesn't make any difference whether my eyes can see it or not. If God said it, I believe it. You know, the Bible says that the people of God are perishing for the lack of wisdom. It says you're perishing because you have no wisdom. He said you don't know what's going on around you because you don't ask. You don't ask me for wisdom. You don't ask me for knowledge. You don't ask me for understanding. And if there ever was a time that the people of God should say, Lord, give me wisdom in these dark hours. Give me understanding. Give me knowledge. Open my heart. Open my soul. Open my mind until I can receive and understand the things of the living God. Jesus is coming. It isn't the idea of who is the smartest among us. That isn't what's going to count. What's going to count is, are we going to make the rapture? Now, I know the teachings of a lot of churches. I know their doctrines. I know their theologies. The Lord's just going to come one of these days, and everybody's going to be raptured, and that's going to be it. That is not what the Bible says. It doesn't say that at all. It says two will be in the fields, and one will be taken, and the other one will be left. Two will be lying in a bed. One of them will be taken and the other will be left. The Bible tells us that every person that says, Lord, Lord, or every person that makes a profession for Jesus Christ is not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We are told that, the scriptures tell us that. Now, I know it's a theology, I know it's a doctrine, but just like the Bible says in these last days, people do not want to hear sound doctrine any longer. They have itchy ears, and they want something that's acceptable unto the world. They want to be accepted by the world. And I'm going to tell you that according to the scriptures, if this old world is accepting you, and you're a good old boy or a good old girl, you're in the serious trouble with God. Now that's the truth. Otherwise, they're going to be ripping at you like a pack of dogs, of rabid dogs. And every move you make, they're going to be at right on top of it, and they're going to be after you. They're not going to like you. They didn't like Jesus, and they're not going to like you. But I'll tell you one thing, the stand you take for God today is going to be the means of whether you're going to spend eternity in hell or in heaven. It's also going to be the means of every life that you're going to influence. If you have not the strength or the wisdom or the knowledge in God to stand up and take a stand, that person out there that's going to hear what you're going to say, you may be the only words of Jesus Christ they're ever really going to hear from here to eternity. And not only will we stand in condemnation for our own soul, but we're going to stand before God and give account for every soul that we stumble. Now that's the truth. The Bible says so. There's no way to sneak in the back door of heaven. There's one gate. And Jesus is that gate. There's only one way that we're going to get through. Now, we're not going to deny him and his people and sneak around and try to find some easy way to get in there. It's not going to happen that way. We're going to get turned away. We need strength. We need wisdom. We need knowledge. We need understanding in God. Amen? We need to know what's going on. Because we want to know the truth, but when we know the truth, then what's going to happen to us? It's going to set us free. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And Father, we sing hallelujahs unto you. We ask thee, O Lord, our God, for strength. We ask thee, our Father, for wisdom. We ask thee, O Lord, our God, that thou would give us knowledge and understanding. Oh, my God, we need thee, O Lord, our God. We need thee, our Father. Oh, we have come to thee in faith, believing. Fill our hearts and our souls with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Give us strength, O Lord and God, to take a stand, to fight this battle. Oh, we ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You believe he's coming? Everybody that believes he's coming, raise up your hand and sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is coming.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is coming. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We're reading from the book of Timothy this afternoon, fourth chapter, 2 Timothy, fourth chapter. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thine ministry. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that not all of us are called to be evangelists. Not all of us are called to be preachers. But we are all called to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. And if we fail God, we are saved. We are purchased with His precious blood. And our calling and our election before God is sure and it is positive. God did not save us through such a sacrifice that we could take our own lives and say, now I have been forgiven of my sin and I can just sit down. I don't have to do anything about it any longer. But that is not what the Bible says at all. The Lord teaches us that our lives, and He says, you're saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The Bible says that. You're saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Now, if we feel for one moment that we can take the life that God has given unto us, this new birth, this new life, and do with our lives as we please, then it's going to be very sad when we reach the judgment bar of God and realize that this is not true, that we have lost it all. It's a hard life to be a Christian. It's a hard life. But yet, when Jesus looked up into the heavens and declared it a finished work, if we who are bought with that precious blood move into a place before God, a place of fulfillment before Him, our lives become something that is an outreach to every person around us. The ones that will reject the testimony of Jesus Christ that you carry, that you hold, that person will reject you. You will become a reject to them. You'll become a fanatic. You'll become a strange person. But if we go back and we look at the life of the apostles and the disciples before us, the people of God, the measures that they would go through, they would take a chance upon their lives because they knew that the people despised them. They knew they hated them. And they knew that to go out and openly carry the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they would be thrown into prison. They knew they'd be persecuted, beaten. They knew that they would be the outcast of society. God's people have always been the outcast of society. Would you say amen? But yet, it never stopped one of them. For in their heart was the witness of the glory of the living God. When they had experienced that supernatural spirit that entered into their mortal body, and they knew that instantly they had passed from death unto life, there wasn't any other question to be asked. For the call of the Holy Spirit is compelling in the life of a born-again Christian. I don't see how it is possible to be able to live in this world and work beside people and not give their testimony for Jesus Christ. I cannot understand it. Oh, of course, you'll get along with people around you. And you may use the little standard slogan, I just let my little light shine that others around me might see my good work. They don't see any such thing. No such thing. We're saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But like the Lord tells us in these last days, He said, people will not endure sound doctrine any longer. They won't do it. They're looking for a social church. They're looking for a social place in this world to where they won't have to be laughed at and mocked and scoffed and ridiculed and persecuted. But they're selling their souls to them. That's the price they're selling out for. Jesus said, Susan Alamo, if you're ashamed of me on this side of eternity, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father at the judgment bar of God. I'm going to be ashamed of you. And when the people of God come up before my face at the judgment bar of God, do you believe that you're going to make a change then? And you're going to move out of the social structure and worm your way in where the people of God are? No. No, it's too late. It's all done. For the Lord's going to look at us with those big black eyes and shake his head and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You made that choice down there a long time ago. You made that choice. And now there is nothing I can do for you. You see, there are two things that God cannot do. He cannot lie and he cannot die. When I look at world conditions today, and I'm going to tell you something, and this is the God in heaven's truth, and one of these days at the judgment bar of God, when you face a living God, he's going to tell you, she told you the truth. Every one of my television stations were gone after. The devil. He went out and he instigated and he united and he organized every person that he could organize to get me stopped on every television station he could get me stopped on. Why? Because he's afraid of me. I hold the truth and he knows it. And he said, you got to get this woman stopped because the people are going to believe her. So it became an all-out newspaper and television campaign to stop one little woman, a blind man, and a bunch of hippies. But who gave him the power to do that? The churches. Organized religion. They stood right there in the shadows and they gave him the power. The people who call themselves by the name of Jesus Christ. Many of them said, we don't believe in women preaching. The Lord said in the last days, I'm going to do a new thing. He said, I'm going to give you a sign from heaven. He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And upon my handmaidens, I'm going to tell them the truth and they're going to tell it to you. They're going to prophesy in my name. The Bible says that's a sign I'm going to give you. Now, if the three wise men had looked up in the sky and said, Lord, we don't like the sign you gave us. We don't believe in it. Whoever heard before of the world being led to the Messiah by a star in the heavens? And we don't like the sign you gave us. So we don't believe it. We don't believe the Savior has been born because we don't like the science. I could go on down through scripture after scripture. For the Lord said, behold, in that day I will give you a sign. I believe beyond any shadow of doubt that this old earth is going to start rocking and shaking one of these days very soon. It's going to be moved right off of its axis. The top scientists of the world tell you that now. I believe that California and New York will fall into the ocean. I believe the loss of life is going to be far beyond anything that we could ever imagine or believe to be possible. I believe that there will be tidal waves that will rip out across the nation, across the country, that it'll create fire and flood. I believe it because God said so. And when I see that sign of the coming of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to say, Lord, I didn't like the sign you gave me. The Bible says that the moon's going to do what? Going to turn into blood. Well, the scientists now say that that's going to happen, and they know how it's going to happen. They have a complete scientific explanation for it now. The Bible says that the stars are going to fall out of the heavens. Now the scientists say it's happening already. They're burning themselves out, and they're falling to the earth in gigantic pieces of like steel. Don't you like the sign?
Yeah.
I believe there will be a one world government. I believe that what we have seen just recently, the federal government is buying up the silver. The international bankers, which are the federal government, they control our government. They are the people who are taking the last little bits of silver and gold out of our nation. Either they will change the currency to meet the standard of the European market, or we will immediately be issued a number. I think it's so far gone now, I don't think they'd even have to issue a one world currency. It's so far gone. I believe the world will be taken over by an atheistic nation. The Bible says so. And he says that the Christians will be thrown into prison, that they'll be persecuted, they'll be tortured, they'll be tormented. And he said, in that day, you'll be given a mark in your right hand or in your forehead in order to be able to buy or to sell. And anyone that takes that mark is eternally and everlastingly doomed to hell. They're done. They're finished. There is no forgiveness. Friend of mine, if you're ashamed and you haven't got the strength to stand in the days you're living in now, what are you going to do in that time? How easy it would be to justify that, just like you justify your life now. Why the Lord would never let my children go hungry. God would never expect me to do that. As for me and mine, I'll go to the mountains and eat grass. I know what the Bible says. And God is preparing Joel's army now for the ones that are going to make it through.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you.
The stand you take today is where you're going to spend eternity tomorrow. And if you can't do it today, then how do you expect in times like that to be able to make it? I know that my brand of preaching is not acceptable to the world today. You want me to tell you nice things. You want me to tell you pleasant things. You still don't like the sign that God gave you. You don't like it. You resent it. When I saw the President of the United States of America embrace and kiss Brezhnev, the leader of a country that has slaughtered Christians since they have been in power. Oh, they're a bloody, they're a horrible, horrible people. Death and slaughter and rape. Every nation they have ever marched into, they have slaughtered every person, man, woman, and child, that refused to become a devout communist and deny the existence of a living God. But our president said they've changed. They've changed, he says. It's a new Russia. So our president embraced and kissed Brezhnev and signed a peace pact with them that we would discontinue all military, and it stopped. It ceased. And the Russians went right on. They put their missile bases even 90 miles off of our coast. They're so far advanced, we have nothing. We have no army. We have no navy. We have nothing. Our technology stopped. It ceased. We have nothing. Militarily, nothing. Our planes were even parked. It would take 2 or 3 years to get them into shape. To even run. What have we got? The solid rock Christ Jesus. But if we're not willing to sacrifice and to let our lives be hid in that solid rock, don't run back to God and start crying out for mercy. When you see them start rolling in, it's too late. I believe with every fiber of my being, God will hide His people in the cleft of the rock. I believe that. I believe it. We're coming to the very, very end of the line. Bit by bit, precept by precept, the American people lost their individual rights. Everything became government control. Every phase of your life. You're told where you can send your children. What you can do with your children. And it's a matter of time till they'll tell you what you can teach your children. The child abuse program was another trick that was played upon American citizens. Now, when you read some ghastly, horrible story, you see where some demented, demon-possessed thing has slaughtered repeatedly. You'll see that they have been examined by psychiatrists and turned the back loose on society. Because the federal government says they can do that. That program is sponsored and paid for by your American tax dollars. You're paying for that. Then we are told society is responsible for them being a criminal in the first place. Oh, they came out of the ghetto. They never had a chance. A lot of people up here came out of the ghetto. They're doing real good. Real good. They've got it made. They know the truth, and the truth has set them free. They don't want to kill you. They want to witness to you. They want to share Jesus Christ with you. There isn't a thing about you that they don't like. They think you're great, as long as you'll just let them talk about Jesus to you. In New York City, at the UN building, their limousines, Cadillac limousines, are lined up. And people from every foreign communistic country are there. They're given complete immunity. The New York police are not even allowed to give them a traffic ticket. They park in the middle of the street. They go in for breakfast, lunch, cocktails, and your tax dollar pays for that. Pays for it. Our nation is crawling with these Marxists, and we're paying their tab while they overthrow our government.
Amen. That's right.
But that's all right. It just burns you up to think that a church preaching Jesus Christ don't pay any taxes. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of the American people. If there ever was a time that people should get on their knees and say, God, give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding. Show me the truth. I want to know the truth, Lord Jesus. If you had any concern whatsoever about it, God will show it to you. He'll show it to you. For one thing, go to church where they preach the gospel. Number one. If you sincerely have a desire to know what's going on, He'll tell you. And do you know the amazing thing about all this that's happening today? Jesus said that 2,000 years ago, that it would happen just like it's happening today. Just like it's happening. I thought of all the nerve Carter threatening a nation that he knows has everything in the world when he had abolished himself, our military. And then said we were so glad to have the Jews as our allies when we had turned the Jews away, treated them terribly, applied pressure that made them give back land over there that they had shed their blood for, that God said belonged to them. And then run back to the little state of Israel for help. Thank God for the promise of God unto the Jews. Thank God. I said years ago, the Jews and the Christians will end up fighting on the same side before this thing is over. How many people here today have heard me say that? I said that years ago. Years ago. I like the signs that God gives. I love it. I know right where I am. I am not at all confused. I have a girlfriend sitting in this congregation today that I've known all my life. I've told her every step of the way, now here's what's going to happen. And here's what's going to happen. Now here's what's going to happen with this. And it happened just exactly like I thought. People all over the place here that I told them every step of the way. Here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you, we are not a defeated people this afternoon. We're God's people. We're God's army. We're high. We're encouraged. And I say to you, according to the word of the living God, He will stop this persecution. He'll stop this harassment. He will devour the enemy for our sake. And I stand unshakable and unmovable because the word of God says so. And I believe it. I am encouraged that I know what's happening. I'm not in any confusion whatsoever. None whatsoever. I know what's happening. I can tell you every country I follow it, I watch it, and it falls right into the line of the scriptures. Another day closer home. It puts me one more day closer to home. I'm not afraid. I have no fear. I'm not afraid of them. Because I am locked into that solid rock, Christ Jesus. There's nothing, there's no power in heaven or in earth that can shake me from the truth of Jesus Christ. No, we won't die. We won't die in that mess because God will protect us. Where is voice? If you're not a voice, what's He going to keep you around for? We'll open our big mouths right down to the time the trumpet sounds. We'll be there, Lord. We'll be there. If the whole world turns their back, You can depend upon us, Lord. We will be there. I'm going to say in closing this afternoon, I don't know how you could live in this turmoil and not know what really is going on, how confusing, how terrible it would be. But there's truth in Jesus Christ. Give Him your life. Really give Him your life. Not a little corner of it. Not a part of it. Tommy Scarciello told me a story one day. We were riding. We were going to purchase. He said he had been fasting and praying. And I always thought Tommy was a pretty good old boy. I thought he had pretty well given his all. And he said he had been fasting and praying. And he said, I was crying out, Lord, show me my heart. And he said, the Lord showed me just like a picture of my heart. And he said, down in one little corner was written, Tommy. He said, Lord, what does it mean? And he said, Tommy, you gave me all your heart, but you kept that little part for yourself. Tommy said, it broke my heart. He said, oh, I wept and cried before the Lord. And I said, Lord, take all my heart. Take all my heart and use me. In any way in the world. And do you know something? That's where we're all going to have to go to. Isn't that right? That's where we're all going to have to be before the Lord if we're going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. If that isn't true, why did Jesus show him that? What difference would it have made? He'd have just said, Tommy, you're doing fine. Isn't that right? But we owe Him our all. Our lives must be hid in Jesus Christ. We must be willing to suffer the persecution. We must be willing to do all these things. We have all done them. We have all done them. And we're looking to our Lord and to our God. For our redemption draws near. Is there one person here this afternoon that isn't saved? That you're not born again? One person. If there is, let me see your hand. One person. We never like to close a service without giving everybody a chance. Oh, if you're unsaved, don't let another day pass until you make peace with God. The times you're living in are too troubled. They're too dark. We're going to have riots in this country like you cannot believe to be possible. They're going to start rioting on these campuses again over this draft, and it's going to be unbelievable what's coming at people now. Prepare to meet thy God. If there isn't a hand raised, I'm going to say in closing instead of closing with a prayer. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. The Lord has touched me today. Has He touched you? Have you received something from the Lord today? He really has touched me. And in saying until next Sunday afternoon, let's dismiss with the choir coming down and everybody saying He touched me. Praise the Lord.
Shackled by a heavy burden, need a load of guilt and pain, then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And now I am no longer the same.
Praise the Lord.
Because He touched me.
Oh, He touched me.
Oh, yes, He touched me.
Praise the Lord.
My soul. Oh, something
it
just happened, and now I know He has.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And He made me whole. He touched me. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, He touched me.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
He
and the joy that floods my soul. Well, something
is happening.
Happened. And
is here so beautifully that the people, I know that you just feel the waves of the Spirit.
Praise.
Ernie, come and lead us in what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, I love the Lord. Don't you love Him?
What a friend we have.
Reach out and sing this song to Him. Lord, we don't tell you enough how much we love
you. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Oh, precious Jesus.
What a privilege.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Everything to God.
We often forfeit.